Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, wrongdoers.
The wrongers of the world.
Hello, and the writers of the world. Oh,
and we support... women's rights and women's wrongs.
And I also support women being able to write.
Mm-hmm.
And I also support women's literacy. I don't support Lea Michele, but if she can't read, I hope that she has access.
I'm not here for this joke.
No, but I'm saying, like, if the women... my brain's short-circuiting. I had a transition.
Your hands went to Barbie mode.
They did. Oh my God. How it often was, do I do...
That was the first time I've
okay,
seen
that
it.
That was weird.
It was weird.
Do you think I'm having like a reverse life-size Tyra Banks moment? Like I've lived my whole life as a human and I... That should have been the sequel.
Yeah.
You live your whole life as a human and then you suddenly become a Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of the Christmas movie where she suddenly has lived her life as a woman in New York. I don't know, maybe an undescript Hallmark city. And then she ends up in a snow globe. And
that
is living the life
scary.
In a snow globe. I'm
is
not going to lie.
A horror film?
There's a couple of clips where she's like knocking on the side and I go, girl, you got to get out of there.
Is that a horror film? No. Like I'm being for real. Like no. That is terrifying.
I won't. No, I need to stop saying I won't lie. And to be fair, like now that fucking Charity has told me I say that all the time. Was it Charity who said that?
I don't. Somebody said it.
Somebody
I
said
thought it.
It.
But
and
you
I was
know,
like,
I'm
fuck.
Here to support you. And that person obviously didn't support
no,
you.
No, my brain, like 90% of my brain is just like off in Ibiza vacation. Like
okay.
They're just like
let's
partying.
Get back on track.
Yeah.
We have an announcement.
We do have an announcement. All Hallmark movies could be horror movies. Every Christmas movie. The premise of them is terrifying. We have an announcement. This is obviously the butt of my wrong feed. And we are not abandoning you.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents are not divorcing. We are just letting you know that...
we're moving.
We're moving.
We're going to a new town.
Screw this condo. We're going to the house.
Mm-hmm.
We got a the house was being remodeled.
Yeah.
We got a wonderful new kitchen and a hop on in, kids. Buckle up those car seats. Well, I should buckle them up if you're in a car seat, but you're not. And let's go over. So this does not mean that much to all of you in the technicalities, but it means a lot to us. So we have been planning for world domination for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
And the first step, the first step is an ethical scam, but we're still working on that.
I have an idea.
Ooh,
I got
sick.
Yeah. We just got to get in the right room to make it happen.
Hey, we're 700 degrees from Lena Dunham. I don't mm-hmm. know who else. We're closer to everybody else than that.
Yeah.
We are moving our feed.
Yeah. I mean.
Combining.
The show. Yeah, we're combining feeds.
We're combining feeds. What that means is that we are going to be uploading all of the existing episodes of But Am I Wrong onto the existing Don't Blame Me feed. And we're turning that into Megan and Melissa Make Podcasts constantly all the time. So you only have to subscribe one place and you just get new podcasts 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's changing with the shows. Literally everything's going to be exactly the same. So if you're subscribed, if you're only subscribed here, I don't think there's much of you who are only subscribed here, but then go make sure to subscribe to Don't Blame Me because these episodes of But Am I Wrong are to come out there still on Thursdays. We'll still have our bonus. We'll still be fisting you on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get too sad. Yeah, we're coming for those assholes. Specifically your asshole.
Mine?
No, them.
Oh.
I said their assholes.
Okay.
And then I said, well, I should specify.
Consensually, though.
Yeah, you're subscribing. So, we're not going to be uploading new episodes here. So if you're checking back here, you're not going to see those new episodes, but just search them on the Apple Podcast and like it'll be literally right there for Don't Blame Me.
And there'll be different icons for different episodes so you know what you're getting.
Yeah, it won't be confusing. We've always said that like this show was like an offshoot of Don't Blame Me.
Mm-hmm.
Like Don't Blame Me is when you need advice, But Am I Wrong is when you don't take the advice or you're like, I was too scared to call and I did this thing. Here's what I did.
Or it happened in the moment and you didn't know that
exactly.
It was going to be an issue until later.
Mm-hmm. And so it is within the same podcast family. And so we wanted to put them all in one place. So think of this as our our ABC family or our...
Yeah, we're all living on
Kiki,
Hulu.
Kiki TV, what's Kiki?
I think it's Kiki TV. I don't remember. I don't know. But it's like, you know, ABC, Disney, you can find all of it at Hulu. Maybe some of it at Disney Plus. But
yeah, that is confusing.
Yeah.
But we're here.
But like the ABC channels, they're all on Hulu, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You're trying to find like Disney Channel shows, mm-hmm. you're going to go on Disney Channel.
Mm-hmm. But if you're trying to find like ABC shows, FX shows, Freeform, it's all on Hulu.
This is not an ad for Hulu.
No, but I mean, but if Hulu wants to have a conversation. Hulu,
I love you. You guys have a wonderful office.
I talk to you every day through my mind. I click on you first thing when I turn on my TV.
And I'm so sorry, Hulu, for swearing 3 times in a live stream. I hope you will cast me in future shows.
I hope you will buy my show in which Megan already has a part for.
And if you are still mad at me, I won't be in that until the contract is signed. And then she will sneak me in.
She's going to be in there.
I know, but
I don't care.
Yeah, but we got
to. I got to act like Shonda because we're having that Shonda state of mind. And what they didn't.
Would
they
Shonda
did not
do?
Want to cast. I was comparing you to Sandra Oh. ABC did not want Sandra Oh. And then Shonda was like, no, we're getting Sandra Oh. And she fought for her. And that is one of the greatest characters that ever existed in the Shondaverse, Christina Yang. So,
well, she's also one of the best actresses that have come through television.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she had a career, but like...
Mm-hmm. She had movies, but like television blew her up and then she...
And that's a rare occurrence these days.
Yeah, so Gupta. Just saying.
Princess Diaries?
Mm-hmm.
Mott's is like literally like favorite... Sandra Oh performances her in Princess
Diaries. It was so, I remember that moment. My mom goes, she's good. And I was like, yeah, she is. And then.
No, that was like, there's no way they could have cast anyone else.
No.
Like if she was the first person who read that day, they hired her on the spot. Like she's just fucking perfect.
Yeah.
I love her so much.
I know. And she's like an ambassador in Canada or something. Cause she was at the Queen's funeral.
I know. I was like, cause
she's
in
like an ambassador.
And then it was like, oh, something with Canada. I go, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
She was serving, though.
I know. I was impressed.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, okay. That's our announcement. So go subscribe to the Don't Blame Me. And now it will be called something. I don't know. We'll come up with a mega name for us. Somebody in marketing.
M&M-verse. Someone give... If you
we may pay you a little bit of money. Like
I was about
like,
to be
like... Right, not like right now, but like...
Yeah, I was like,
how
about...
Like in like 6 months.
How about... We become the toxic bosses and we just say, hey, if you want to do some free work, we'll be really great.
No,
not like work. If you have an idea that you're like, oh, this is great. If you spend more than 5 seconds on it, if it does not come to you immediately and you can't type it, don't spend any of your working brain on it.
How about this? If somebody comes up with something great, we'll give you some free merch.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I just mean, don't do your working brain unpaid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're not going to pay you right
yeah, like
now, so
we
don't
were,
use your working brain.
When we were trying to get new logos and people were just making them and we told them not to. Okay. Somebody keeps calling Megan. So
it was
Mott's
and now it's someone from a place in California I've literally never heard of.
Okay. We're done.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Forever.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.